Through the chair.
Jeff?
Senator Bundy. The intent was, the last bond issue...
Jeff, identify yourself for the record.
I'm sorry, for the record, Jeff Otteson, Director of Program Development with DOT. In the last bond issue, we basically had this sort of fuzzy question, who would own these roads that we're building? And there's been some negotiation on that question, but it hasn't been clear. We were hoping to make it clear in this bond package that the intent was that these roads, once built, would become the ownership of the municipality. These are basically the types of roads that would belong to them in a long view.
And on this very current item number two, the Lake Otis and Tudor intersection, as frequently pointed out, that's a state road. The state ought to be responsible for that. Suddenly, that intersection would become then the municipal's intersection, and the state road would be on either side of it.
Through the chair, actually, that intersection has three legs that are owned by the state and one leg that's owned by the municipality, and we don't envision that intersection would change ownership. It's the sections that are actually new construction, a new segment of road.
Thank you.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item nine, I know that that has been in the... six-year plan for at least a decade, and I was under the impression that that project was already designed. So I wonder, am I correct or not correct that that bridge has been designed? The problem, and there was funds appropriated for the construction, but there was right-of-way problems, and I was wondering, what's the current status, and is this $1 million just for redesign? And what's the total project?
Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, that project is just completing its environmental document. It has had some fits and starts where it got funded and defunded in the past. The environmental document is either complete or virtually complete. The next phase would be to complete the final design, and then you're ready for construction. But the appropriation was an appropriation of federal receipts, which in some cases we didn't receive. So we have authority to spend federal dollars, but we don't yet have enough federal dollars to build that bridge. We can perceive this as one of the governor's priorities, community access. It's also one that has a very, very tragic safety record. These folks are crossing river and lake ice, and in late spring it is often unsafe. We had one drowning last winter and one near drowning. There was at least one drowning the year before that. So for a community of this size, this is a very, very dangerous way to travel.
Isn't this where the school is across the river from the village?
No, there's I think they go to high school toward Dillingham, but the elementary schools and I think you may be thinking of South Neck Neck.
Okay. All right. Senator Bundy?
Yeah, in the three Anchorage projects that are mentioned there, being this is state money and not federal money, you don't have to go through the AMATS process, but how are these projects chosen if it wasn't with the citizen involvement of the AMATS process?
There's been no direct citizen involvement as this bond list was developed, but these are clearly a very high priority of both the municipality and the state. These three projects targeted together are right at Midtown. So virtually a great deal of your north-south traffic, a great deal of your east-west traffic has to traverse this part of town. So whether people are going to work, to shopping, to university, to hospital, to their residents, this is an important bottleneck in Anchorage, and these three projects will make a significant difference in that congestion.
Decisions made by state and municipal administration.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Number 12. What is the Yukon-Kuskokwim Transportation Corridor?
Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, that is a continuation of both the road to Donlin Creek Mine that has been previously approved with bond money and some federal money. In addition to that, the idea now of linking the two rivers with a cross-river corridor, based upon some analysis that we have done, is a very powerful economic motivator for the region. That project would allow freight and fuel to move up the Yukon River on larger ocean-class barges, then to have a distribution point on the Yukon where it could be distributed to both the upper Kuskokwim and the upper Yukon from there. As well, it would lead, we believe, to resource development in a large area of known gold deposits.
Is this, Mr. Chairman, if I might continue, is this corridor at Kalaskag?
It's right across from St. Mary's. And across the mountains there over into the Kuskokwim drainage.
Not the upper limits of your fishing district.
Senator Hoffman, is that, you okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Other questions on SB 1005? Cheryl, or Jeff, I'd appreciate the same information if each one of these, if you could tell me if they're design money or what portion of the total amount is in the bond, I'd appreciate that. I think that'll help the committee. Anything else on transportation bonds? Okay. Okay, anything else of the folks that have joined us here in regard to any of these six items? Okay, Cheryl, thank you for being here. Bill, thank you. Oh, Senator Bundy?
Well, and I'd like to ask Cheryl, but maybe this, and I understand if it's a question beyond your scope. The notion that until there's a long-range fiscal plan, no more bounded indebtedness, does that apply just to the special session, or will that apply to future legislative sessions?
Through the chair, Senator Bundy, the governor's been pretty clear in terms of general obligation debt to the state that until we get, he doesn't want to have our bond rating
I understand
downgraded.
The reason, but I just
and
want
so
to know
that
how
is
long
the governance.
This is.
He said it during regular session, he's saying it now, and I would expect to him to say it again next session.
Thank you.
Senator Stevens?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Frasca, or I don't know, maybe Ms. Corpus, I don't know. Can you tell me, is the governor in possession of the operating and the capital budgets at this time?
I don't believe so.
Not in the possession?
I'd have to go down and check, but I don't believe so. We've been in the process of collecting backup from legislators regarding changes to Senate Bill 283 because we do review it to ensure there's a public purpose. And so if anyone, because there are some that we have not received any information on, and we'll get back to those offices, but we've been collecting it even though we don't physically have the bills yet.
Don't have the bills yet?
I don't believe so. I'll go check, but as of last week, we did not.
What is that information that you requested before pertaining to?
Through the chair, Senator Green, it's information about legislative add-ons to say Senate Bill 283, local district projects, information about the purpose for which the money is being appropriated.
Here, Mr. Chairman, I don't think in the 10 years I've been here I've ever had that request, as I recall.
A backup for
project that... No, when we went through our capital budget process and we did everything.
I think we've had to give back.
Discussions, yeah. You know, generally.
I think you're just talking about legislative add-ons.
It's similar, through the chair, Senator Green, it's similar to often it's what was submitted to the co-chairs to request funds. It ranges from information. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Stevens?
Yeah, just to follow up. Will the outcome of this special session have any effect on the governor's decisions on the bills that were passed at the second session of the 23rd legislature?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, that's certainly a question for him.
Thank you.
Interesting question. Other questions? I just want to make sure here. I was handed Robin, help me out, a sponsor statement that was a corrected sponsor statement in 1005, and did that get into the packets?
Nope. So.
Is it? It looks like it's the same. Okay. It looks like it made it. Okay. Just want to make sure the record's right. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Bill, thanks for being here. Senator Bundy?
Just wondering what your schedule is for tomorrow.
Right here.
I consider that the softball.
Okay, we're going to meet tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Session tomorrow is at 9, I believe. Meet tomorrow at 11. We'll start with SCR, yet to be numbered, a presentation having to do with appropriations from the CBR and the Earnings Reserve Account to offset general revenue shortfalls. I'll make that presentation. And then we'll take, as needed, these six pieces of legislation. We'll hear Senate Bill 1001, tobacco tax, pending referral, and we'll notice SB 1002, workman's comp, pending referral. So that's it for tomorrow. In fact, it'll probably take, depending on what we get, it'll probably take at least an hour and a half. Senator Bundy?
Yeah, you do, or will have the tobacco tax. It is on.
Okay, we'll hear tobacco tax tomorrow. It came out of Labor and Commerce this afternoon. Anything else come for the committee? Hey, thanks, everybody. We stand adjourned.